Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. You know, when I was a little girl, we had things like board games and the different things, card games. It was all things that you could look at and basically tell what you were to do with them. I'm saying this to say that if you had somehow been able to come from the future and you had handed me one of the little DVDs, like for example that's used in the Wii game system, and said, "Here, Janet, this is for you to play with," I would have looked at it and thought, you know, is this a little frisbee? You know, what am I supposed to do with this? Is this a tiny record? I wouldn't have known what it was. I wouldn't have been able to get any pleasure out of it. And I feel like a lot of times with the Christian walk, it's like people are handed this new life, but they don't know the essential elements to be able to unlock all that it's in it. I wouldn't have known as a child that you take that little disc and you put it in a console and all kinds of things open up for you to be able to do, games to play, things to do. I would have had no idea what it was for or how to make what was in it open up to me. First of all, I wouldn't even know there was anything in it. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the way it is for a lot of Christians, I do believe, that they have this wonderful new life in Christ, but they don't know what opens it up to them. They don't know how to walk in it. So a lot of times the misassumption is made that, you know, there's nothing to this. Well, the thing that opens up that Christian walk, the thing that opens up the wonderful things that God has for us, is the Holy Spirit in us. And as the Holy Spirit guides and leads, as Jesus said, He will guide us into all truth. I want you to know today that God has provided for you an abundant life through Jesus Christ. And I want to bring some scriptures to you about that today. Let's look, first of all, at John 10:10, a scripture that you have probably heard many times. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, this is Jesus himself speaking, and he goes on to explain that he is the good shepherd. And in the image of a shepherd, there is one that is going to lead. He didn't just bring good things, he leads us into good things. And what good things? Abundance. Let's look at that in the New Living Translation. Jesus said, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness." And if you are a Christian and yet you still feel like you don't have fullness of life, I can tell you that something is missing. There's nothing, in other words, it's not missing out of the Christian walk, it's missing out of your Christian walk. It's not missing out of what God has for you. It's missing out of what you've accessed in what God has for you. Let's look in Isaiah 55:7. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God, even his pardon for us and his love for us and his forgiveness is abundant. We know in another place of scripture says that his mercies are new every day. There's no lack in God. And then in verse 8, the Lord speaking says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now the remedy for this we know came through the power of the Holy Spirit, who says, "But we have the Holy Spirit, but we have the mind of Christ, but we have His Spirit in us, showing us, leading us, guiding us into these things that we could not have known otherwise." Psalm 36:7. "How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." I was flipping around the TV the other day, and it was showing this bird. It may have been a duck, and It looked like it just had its wings out a little bit from its body. But when it stood up, there were several little ducks that came waddling out from underneath these arms. It was just the most wonderful, incredible sight. They were protected under the wings of their mother. You'd have never known how many of them were under there. And that's the symbolism used here, that we trust under the wings of our God. And you know what? There's room for all of us. And then verse 8 says, they, the children that are under his wings, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Let's look at that in the New Living Translation. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your rivers of delight. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. When the light of God shines in our life, then those things that he has for us are illuminated. So the scripture that says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, is telling us that that Spirit that brought us alive from death into life will also be the Spirit that illuminates those things that God has for us, that leads us in understanding of all of these things. Let's look at Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. I would imagine that you can think some great things, but yet says that what God has is so far above what we could ask or think. In the Amplified it says, now to him who, by, in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly. Super abundantly. That's a word you need to grab onto today. Super abundantly. Far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Because you know what? A lot of times our thoughts, our prayers are limited by our carnality or the things that we know, our own reasoning, our own desires of our flesh, not knowing what God has for us. That's why, among the many other reasons, the whole praying in the Spirit is so important, having the Spirit pray according to the will of God, because the Spirit knows what the Spirit has. It's the Holy Spirit is the mind of Christ, the way God thinks, so that when the Holy Spirit is praying through us, then it is according to the will of God and leads us into things that we could never have even imagined. Titus 3:3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Sound like a world that you know? But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Let's look at that in the New Living Translation. Once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled by others and became slaves to many wicked desires and evil pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy. We hated others and they hated us. But then God our Savior showed us his kindness and love. He saved us, not because of the good things we did, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins and gave us a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us because of what Jesus Christ our Savior did. Generously poured out his Spirit. What does that mean? There's no limit to it. Whatever we need is in his Spirit, and it's always there, and it never runs out, no matter how many receive, no matter how many through whom it may flow. It is there super abundantly in our lives. 2 Peter 1:2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Exceedingly great. and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and is forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. And then he says in verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What does all of this mean? If we look back at verse 4, knowing that we have been given the ability to escape the corruption that is in the world, we move on to walk in all things that God has for us. That's why it'll say adding to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. It's talking about walking into all that the Spirit has for you. You can't add these things to yourself. They're added to you by way of our walk in the Spirit. And then as these things are added to us, that we find that it's an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. That it's a wide open door. That whatever God has for us, He has for us. Nobody can take that away from us. What can keep us from it? Well, for one, walking in sin. And then beyond that, having ignorance concerning what God has for us. But if we have the Holy Spirit and we ask, He will lead us into that abundant life that He has supplied for us. Do you feel like there's something lacking in your life? Well, if you know Jesus Christ, know that the lack is not in Him. It's in your lack of having access to what God has provided through Jesus Christ. How do you get all that He has provided? You ask, and you seek, and you find. Because the Holy Spirit will lead you into all of these things, but you have to know they're there. You have to be willing to lay aside all these other distractions, and He will abundantly supply. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that You have given us all things that pertain to our life in You, through Jesus Christ, by way of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to remove ourselves from those things that serve as distractions in our lives and keep us from all that You have. Lord, we want to access all that abundance that You have promised. And Father, for those that feel today that something is lacking, help them to see that the lack is not with You, or the lack is not in what You have supplied, but the lack has been their failure to access from one reason or another. Lord, as they ask, please abundantly reveal these things by way of Your Holy Spirit in their lives, and help them to walk into this life everlasting here and now. Thank You that the devourer has been rebuked and exiled for our sake, so that only Your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under His blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, there's a saying, little is much when God is in it. I would say it this way for you today. That is seen little, if you look again, there's much in it. I'm praying for you.